Welcome to the Kilgem Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Dunbar. As always, stay tuned for the CPD code, which will be revealed within the episode. Today, I'm joined by two brothers, Christian and Nikolai, who are co-founders of a company called Skatek based in Norway. And they're here with us to talk about their brand new bedbug product called Exhale. Okay, so Christian, Nikolai, thank you so much for joining us, taking your time out of your busy schedule to come to speak to us about, you know, yourselves, your company, and your exciting new product. So, without further ado, let's jump straight in. So, I guess a good place to start would be for you guys to just to tell us a little bit about yourself. What inspired you to set up Skatek, and why pest control?
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here. I can just start shortly with myself, and then Nikolai will take over.
Sure.
Because I jumped into the company a little later than him, so he's the original founder.
I see.
We have actually grown up with a dad that has worked in the pest control for decades.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So, nice. So we kind of grew up with pest control in our house. And how kind of, grew into it. After testing some other things, it became for me naturally to go into that direction because you have, you know, some knowledge at least of the industry. Then me and Nikolai got together. It was last year, January last year, yeah. So awesome. Nikolai, you can take the rest of it.
Yeah, we have kind of always been entrepreneurs trying to find out what to do. Back in 2016 when I was studying, I had a small company where I introduced insect powder as a sustainable protein source in food. And in 2018, the long-tailed silverfish came in huge numbers in Norway.
That's right. Yeah.
Then people weren't quite ready to eat the insect powder. Yeah. But the long-tailed silverfish showed to be cannibals, so it was the perfect bait for them. So
there you go,
that's kind of where I pivot into the pest control industry. Sold this bait for a long time in retail and to the professionals, and then we needed to find where to go next with Skatek, and then we saw the opportunities within the bedbug segment of the pest control industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, bedbugs are, you know, incredible creatures. I guess you've got to give them some respect. You know, they're amazingly adapted, incredibly well evolved to, you know, do what they do. So yeah, that leads us nicely onto your latest development, I say, Exhale. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So Exhale is a professional tool to activate movement among the bedbugs. We did see that the pest technicians, when doing monitoring after a bedbug treatment, many used traps, both baited and unbaited, but then they didn't use anything to get bed bugs moving. So unless there was a host present in the room, the bed bugs didn't have anything to kind of activate them. Some used the dry ice, but we did see that it was a quite expensive thing to do because you have to drive out and collect the dry ice. You don't be able to store it for a week, so we will have to collect the dry ice every day, sort of. So that's when we started to find a solution how to activate the bedbugs.
Right, perfect. So it's almost like a flushing agent, isn't it? Right. So I guess it cuts off that ethical dilemma, because we know after applying, you know, residual insecticides into a room, ideally we want to, you know, have a host sleeping in that bed for a period of time to draw those bed bugs out and, you know, expose them to that insecticide. So that gets rid of that, I guess, this sort of ethical dilemma in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And also, yeah, it will be more effective to do the job, especially in hotel rooms, for instance, where you especially can't ask the guest paying to stay in the room to stay there. So yeah, it's a tool that is handy to have for many occasions for the pest controllers. Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So what is that element of Excel that almost fools that draws the bed bugs out? How do they think that the host is present?
What we say about Excel is that it's basically a human in a can.
Composition
it's made to mimic the presence of a breathing human, that we have both the CO2 and chiromones that the human breathe out. So the bedbugs will believe there is a host to feed from in the room and then start searching for it.
Right. Okay. So it's it almost fools them into thinking there's a host present, breathing it out. And obviously I've seen the product. It's kind of difficult to explain on a podcast how it looks like, but essentially kind of looks like an air freshener sort of dispenser almost, doesn't it? It's quite a nicely packaged product, quite compact as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and a aerosol, so that you will have the dispenser kind of make it breathe like a human with intervals, and then you have the aerosol, which is the breathing thorough.
Okay. Yeah. If a pest controller were to, you know, go into a property, you know, you said about using dry ice, other than being labor intensive and a bit bulky to sort of work with, what other benefits, you know, how is Excel better than the use of dry ice, I guess?
Yeah, so especially in Norway, when they use the dry ice, as Nikolai said, it's dangerous to handle, and it's a fresh product, so you have to pick it up from special freezers, etc. And then you have to drive straight to the treatment area and deploy it, which can be not cost efficient. But however, when you deploy, for example, the dry ice, or if you pump a room full of CO2, the risk of overdosing the room, it's high. So the bed bugs will not feel like there's a natural, like, human being host there, because there's so much CO2. And then if you create this constant level of CO2, they tend also to you know, not wanting to use energy to move, so they just stay in hiding because maybe it's just too different from what they are used to.
So
that's where the dispenser comes in to the Excel product, which makes it handy because you can then put it on different intervals, and that allows that allows Excel to spray out CO2 and octanol, which is the chiromone, and create different kind of waveforms in the room.
Sort of fluctuations up and down as if it was someone breathing, right? Okay.
Exactly. And that's what we have seen then, is that it's mostly effective, you know, if the bedbugs in an apartment are used to their host getting to sleep at 11 p.m., they tend to be most active at like maybe 12, 1 a.m., when they're like sure that the host is sleeping. And so we see that when we are deploying Excel during the night, there's most active at you know, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And when you deploy it in a room where there's no CO2, because there hasn't been any host there for a while, then they tend to come out pretty fast when they suddenly feel like there are waveforms of CO2 and chiromones in the room. So
if they've been dormant for a while and all of a sudden, you know, a supposed host appears, they'd be pretty pleased to see them, I bet. Yes.
Yeah, but they have to be hungry, of course. Like no tool will work on bedbugs. If they're not hungry, then they will just stay in hiding because there's no reason for them to come out, right? So they have to be hungry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So with regards to that, you said there's different frequencies that you can set, said the product to go off at. Does that have an effect on how long that product remains sort of within that can for? How long will a can get you, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
Yeah. And that's a good question. So every our like one aerosol has approximately like 90 sprays in it. And of course, depending on which kind of interval you set, it will affect how long it will work. And I guess technicians have to be like, they have to figure out what works best for them. We have seen that 10-15 minute intervals are a good set of interval to create that flow. But it also depends like how big is the room that you are treating. If the room are like a big sized bedroom, maybe you should do shorter intervals to make sure that there are enough CO2 and carbon monoxide in the room. If there is a really small like dorm room, maybe you can do longer intervals because you are you're having enough CO2 in the room anyway.
Yeah. You want to give it time to sort of dissipate before you give it another dose. So you're not over concentrating, which is what you said is,
yeah,
you know, it's not going to have as much of an effect. Okay.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Right. Perfect. So when you set up Exhale, you know, it's not going to do the killing in itself, I guess. Does it work best left on its own, or is it best used with other devices? What would be your suggestions for use, I guess?
Yeah, we market the product as a combination tool. So this is no miracle cure that will do everything. Absolutely. In 2 hours. Yeah. You have to get to know the product, and you have to use other products as well to complement it. Because the Exhale itself, there's no trap on it, so it will be difficult for you to measure the effectiveness if you don't use any like traps. If you're using Exhale overnight out with a customer. So yeah, we definitely recommend using traps, and we know that there are many kind of different traps in the market. Yeah, I guess you have to. You're probably used to use something, then you have to test it out to see if it's effective or not. We have seen good results with some kind of traps and bad results with other kind of traps. So yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
So that it's an element of trial and error, and you know, pest controllers, particularly in the UK, will be used to sort of doing things a certain way. So it's I guess reassuring to know, you know, it's not something that, you know, going to push anything out. It's there to complement the existing products, which is really cool.
I think it's important just to say that it's important that the technicians are using enough traps, because that's how they are being able to measure the effectiveness of Exhale. So because if only like for instance, if you have a square 15 square meter room and you only, you know, place out four traps in each corner with skirting boards, there is a high chance of bedbugs actually being activated during the night, but then just go back to hiding, and then the pest controller will not be able to see that they were actually activated. So so you have to use enough traps to make sure that you increase the chance of getting captures in the monitoring process.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So using sort of the experience of the pest controllers, the, you know, the knowledge of bedbug biology, where they could potentially harbor, and setting a good volume of those traps. Setting up, right. That's fantastic. Yeah. So are there any specific scenarios? I guess we kind of touched on this already, but any specific scenarios or types of premises that you guys, this product is specifically designed for, or is it a bit of a jack of all trades?
It's like what Nicholas said, it's vacant apartments, places, maybe holiday homes where people have struggled with bedbugs, but then they're not supposed to be there for a while, and then the pest controllers can treat the place, or hotels, and also hotels that are willing to actually get rid of the problem, not just get the pest management in for 2 hours and expect that the whole bedbug treatment is successful, right?
Yeah, wave a magic wand.
Yeah. So hotels that understand that it needs a proper treatment. But yeah, vacant apartments, public housing, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess, you know, with the product there, when it came out, I believe you guys have a sort of set of instructions for for the use. That's quite important. Obviously, it seems like it's not something you can just pick up and throw into a room and hope for the best. Where can the pest controllers access those?
Yeah, the protocol is like a living document, so we always update it after we also learn new things about Excel. So we will try to find a better kind of platform for it now, so the pest controllers can have like live updates. But right now it's like PDFs. Yeah. So obviously we are selling our products through Kilgerm in the UK. So the protocol can definitely be handed out by them and you guys.
Yeah. Amazing. So either get in contact directly with your website or speak to the Kilgerm technical team or the sales team will be able to.
Yeah, we also have placed the QR code on the aerosol so that you can scan the QR code and you will get to all the documents.
Oh, amazing.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah, so that's at a moment's notice, you'll be able to get hold of that particular document. Yeah. That's fantastic. All right, brilliant. So when we talked about the placement of the product, obviously I'm sure that's included in the instructions and the setup in your protocol. Does it make a difference where you place? Do you usually try to, you know, focus or place the exhale close to where the bed bugs or where the host usually is, or can you be quite sort of free with that?
Yeah. Yeah, we recently did a study with Richard Naylor, which I believe you know in the UK.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
And he found that what we also kind of knew, that exhale should be placed spraying towards the most known affected area.
Right.
Maybe like a meter away. Okay. Because that's kind of the place where you kind of want to activate the fastest. And then after some time, the whole room will be covered with CO2 and cryopheromones. So eventually it will activate the rest of it. But yeah, let it spray towards the most infected area. And we recommend that you use one aerosol per one normal sized bedroom, or like, you know, 0 to 20 square meters. Then you use one aerosol. If there's a bigger apartment and you know that there are bedbugs in the bedroom, but also maybe some in the living room or bathroom, then you should use one more and place it in the hallway or something like that.
Okay, I see. So it's quite an interesting thing, because it's a unique product in the way that, you know, you still have to, you know, like with any pest, I guess you have to think of the integrated pest management. You know, you still have to do the checking, the inspection, set up the monitoring correctly, you know, pick the right products. And on top of that, you're getting your own sort of personal human in a can that you can deploy and get those bed bugs moving into those areas that, you know, you want them to move into, rather than remaining dormant and not being affected by the treatment. Just a quick interruption to give you the code for your basis points for this episode. The code is breath-cpd-915. That's all capitals, no spaces, breath-cpd-915. Now back to the podcast. So I guess one of the things I wanted to ask you about as well, obviously you will have done quite a lot of testing and, you know, when you were developing the products, is there any interesting things that you found out from the process? Any sort of case studies that you can point people to have a read about?
So in the early days of Excel, we did a lot of testing out in the field with pest controllers, because that's something that we really focus on in Scottec, is that we want to create products that is handy to use for the pest controllers. It's not only products that works on paper. So we wanted to make sure it's effective in the field and it's handy and easy to use for the pest controllers, and that they obviously like to use it. So we do have, also this will be available on our website and through Kilgerm, but we do have some case studies in vacant apartments available, and also we do now have the research with Richard Naylor that we will shortly be able to publish.
Amazing. I'll be very much looking forward to reading that. It's that's a very exciting. Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool because we did use night vision cameras, so okay. that they took a picture every 5 seconds, so and all the pictures were gathered upon each other, right. so that you can see really the difference between the control night and when Excel was being deployed and all the activity.
Wow, that's really cool. All right, perfect. So all that will be available. Obviously, we can either provide through Kiljam or they go directly to your website. So it's scatec.no and go all the information. I believe you've got some sort of set of videos on there and a few extra bits of information. So that's fantastic. Okay. No, that's absolutely brilliant. So I guess just to summarize, in your view, how can Excel benefit the UK sort of average UK pest controller technician? So you've said that, you know, you've worked with pest controllers, you've seen how they operate, what they're looking for. If you had to, I guess this is like the old sales exercise, right? Say, sell me this pen. If you had a pest controller in front of you right now, what would you, how would you summarize that to them? How would that benefit them?
I would, pest controllers that have been working a lot with bed bugs know for sure that bed bugs are, there is no easy cure to get rid of them. It's a hard pest to work with. And after doing a treatment, you for sure want to know that there are no bed bugs left. But it's hard to monitor it without getting the last few bed bugs, if there are any left, moving. And that's when Excel will come in handy.
Yeah.
It's, we are, our focus or our mission here with Excel is to get the bed bugs moving. And the pest technician will have to use his tools and his experience alongside it. But we will get the bed bugs moving.
I love that. Perfect. I guess it would be great if we had a, you know, a silver bullet solution for every pest. You know, this would be a very quick conversation, wouldn't it? Well, no, that makes complete sense. And honestly, gents, thank you so much for taking your time and coming to speak to us today. Obviously, like we said, all the information is available on your website and through Kiljam. So if any questions arise about the product, you know, I'm personally very excited about it. We'll be more than happy to answer them. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Mike.
See you soon.
Cheers.
Again, massive thanks to Christian and Nikolai for joining us today. I always get very excited when a new bedbug product hits the market, you know, especially one that complements already existing methods and techniques that are out there. Make sure to tune into the next episode where I will be joined by BASF's Mr. Lawrence Bernard, who will be talking to us about the return of a well-recognized and liked insecticide, Fendona. See you next time.